I'm really good at getting in relationships that God doesn't want me to be in.
Yeah.
And so I really want to know, what is the best way for me to put myself in a position or a state or focus on something or anything that I can do that will help? Because I know I'm getting called to marriage. I've felt that. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a father my whole life. And
bingo, yeah.
I want to know how I can attract or allow what God wants for me in a partner, and not block that or not misread any signals or go for the person I should not be with. I've had a few long-term relationships, and I don't want to go through another bad breakup, but I'm also at the same time kind of scared of going back out there. But I know God wants me to be with somebody, and I know there's someone out there. Any advice on that, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, you know, that's one of the reasons that we in the Catholic Church have all these strict rules about you a fond and affectionate peck on the cheek is fine, but much more than that isn't. Oh, I mean, you know, be real. It is very real that the greatest intimacy you can have with a person is not physical intimacy. People have physical intimacy with people whose names they don't know. It isn't even intellectual intimacy. It's spiritual intimacy. That you're most vulnerable, you're most exposed when you pray, because you're exposing your spirit. A really good habit is to you want to meet a girl who's a believer. And, you know, when instead of the goodnight kiss, when you meet a girl who's interesting, look at her and say, "Would you mind if I held your hand and said a prayer with you?" And she goes, "What?" Well, she's probably not a keeper, as they say. We always talk about women like they're fish. They're not fish. But if a girl says, "I would love it if you said a prayer with me," this may be somebody who's worth your time. Try that instead of the goodnight kiss, the goodnight prayer. And that if you grow together in the intimacy of simple prayer, not we're going to say a rosary together. No, just let me hold your hand and say, "Lord, thank you for this evening. I had a wonderful time. I ask you to bless this woman and to give her a good night's rest and to let her know you love her. Amen. Okay, good night. Aren't you going to kiss me?" "No. Maybe sometime." We prayed. That's a prayer together is better than a kiss. And if you find a woman who says, "This is great," then maybe she's the girl for you. If you find a woman who says, "Oh, what a geek," she's not the girl for you. Does that help a little?
Right. That helps a lot, because I'm always praying and I'm always doing that. And I do find hesitation at times praying with a partner, because I feel they either may think that it's not cool or...
Well, it isn't cool. Maybe that's the whole point. You know, you don't want it. You don't want to. You know, to me, a good sign of a partner is a person who doesn't wear a lot of designer labels. You know, someone who's more interested in the picture than the frame. We men tend to look at the frame, but God looks at the picture, if you follow my drift. A woman who is, or a man who is beautiful, without adornment, someone who's beautiful in their spirit and simple in their adornments is the way to go. Be it man or woman, you don't want an expensive, a high maintenance date. That the relationships I've seen that are the less materialistic a person is, the better they usually are. However, often people seek another person because they're materialistic, and people have to get over that. I hope that helps a little. God bless. It's a tough thing, and it's a great responsibility, because divorce is ever more common. All right. Thanks so much for calling. I'll be praying for you, Tyler. Good luck. All right.